am so excited to tell you about Varda, which is one of the new Kuiper Belt objects being discovered in the far realm of the solar system. Pluto is on the front range of this. Pluto is on the front side of this wide ring of many, many icy, rocky things, just like Pluto, that go out quite a distance. Many of the new planetoids are being discovered out there and given names mainly for indigenous creator gods. The Kuiper Belt is an enormous region beyond Neptune's orbit, and sometimes it's called the Trans-Neptunian Realm. And it's populated by icy planetesimals left over from the formation of giant planets. I'm reading from a piece of astronomical literature just now to tell you about this. Roughly 250,000 trans-Neptunian objects larger than 100 kilometers are estimated to reside in this region. The largest few are planet-sized bodies such as Pluto, Eris, Makemake, Haumea, which are massive enough to retain atmospheres in vapor pressure equilibrium. There are many smaller of these trans-Neptunian objects or Kuiper Belt objects also. There's a lot going on out here, and it's been a very exciting new realm of discovery. The astronomers like to make new categories, and this one then shares names that are taken from indigenous creator gods. Now, Varda's name is taken from J.R.R. Tolkien's Silmarillion, his prehistory of Middle Earth. Varda Elantari is one of the Valar, the race of the Valar. She's, in fact, queen of the Valar. The elves love and revere her most of all the Valar and call upon her in their hours of deepest darkness. So she's not the queen of the elves. She's the goddess of the elves, or the divine mother, we could say, of the elves. The Valar are divine beings just below the ultimate creator. In Middle Earth, they're kind of like the equivalent of what we would call saints and angels. So therefore, it has been suggested that Varda, in her role as the most loved of the Valar, may be kind of like the Virgin Mary in Christianity, in the Catholic Christianity, or perhaps also like Sophia, the goddess of wisdom, who also is associated with the stars. Varda has a partner, Manwe, and she aids him. They rule together, so to speak. And when they're together, Manwe sees beyond all eyes through mist and darkness. And with him, Varda hears all voices from every corner of the world. She has very keen, far hearing when he has very keen, far seeing. And this happens when they're together. So there's a kind of partnership energy. And also, each of them has a person who helps them. That would be, for Varda, her handmaiden, Ilmare. And Varda is in a companionship with Ilmare in the sense that they are not a planet and moon. They're a binary system in the trans-Neptunian world. Varda and Ilmare kind of move together. It's not like Ilmare is a moon of Varda. Now, Varda was discovered as a body, not named quite right then, on June 21st, summer solstice, or winter solstice for the Southern Hemisphere, summer solstice 2003. Many, and most actually, of these Kuiper Belt objects are third millennium. So Varda was discovered in 2003, and Ilmare, the companion object, was discovered in 2009. Varda rejoices in light and was said to be extremely beautiful. Wordlessly beautiful. Her face radiated the divine light, and she appeared in shining white in visions to the elves of Middle-earth. In the movies, I think, kind of like Galadriel, but I don't think Varda is Galadriel. She does have another name, Gilthoniel, which means star kindler. And she is also called Elantari, which means star queen. There is another name, Elbereth Gilthoniel. You know, those combination names just give more dimension. Here's a hymn to Elbereth. Perhaps it was in the Tolkien book. I'm not absolutely sure. But here it is. O stars that in the sunless year with shining hand by her were sown in windy fields, now bright and clear, we see your silver blossom blown. Varda was the star kindler. She created the stars and made them shine and placed them in the sky. There were two trees in the ancient elven world, Laurelin, the tree of gold, and Telperion, the tree of silver. And she made the sun from dewdrops on the tree of gold, and she made the moon from dewdrops she gathered from leaves of Telperion, the tree of silver. She set these great lights on their courses through the heavens, and she then kindled the stars in preparation for the wakening of the elves. It was a great piece of labor. And when the elves awoke in Middle-earth, they beheld the first stars which Varda had made. So she is so, so beloved and revered by the elves. She also answered prayers, maybe even to some of the hobbits on their journey. Lovely, lovely, lovely. The Lady of the Stars. You know, I'm Kelly Hunter, your Star Lady. And I've been calling myself Star Lady well before I knew about Varda. But I have to tell you, Varda is very strong in my own chart. So I feel a real kinship. And I just spent a week or so ago watching the whole trilogy of The Lord of the Rings and tuning in to that elven energy, that Varda energy. And I think that Varda's presence right on this total solar eclipse, so close to the galactic center, is evoking that elven energy again. Whether they're coming back to Earth, whether they're singing songs and sending waves of light to us from wherever they sailed off to in the light, I don't know. But I feel this elven energy is activated, maybe is coming in on these waves of light, sparkling like the stars that Varda crafted and shaped and sung to with words from her heart that made them light up and sing in the sky, though we can't hear them except with our inner ear and our inner heart. Really, really inspiring, so exciting. With that long orbit of 311 years to go around the sun, Varda is a long traveler and stays in a sign for a number of years, starting in 1932, all the way through 1968, 69, 70, Varda was in Libra, and then went into Scorpio, back and forth from 68, 69, 70, right to the year 2000 and 2001, and then she went into Sagittarius. And now she's at 23 Sagittarius on this total eclipse of the sun on December 14th, and within a few years, Varda is going to move into Capricorn. So that will be in 2026. So what does she represent? Something about our personal attunement to that higher dimensional realm that the elves retreated to at the end of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, sailing into the light in the West? Was it the West? Are they coming back? Are they reigniting? Are we remembering our heritage from the prehistory of Middle Earth and the race of the elves and their connection with nature that was so in tune? So this is just very exciting, and I really honor Varda and her partner Manwë, who was also named as one of the Kuiper Belt objects. I don't know as much about its movements. I'll be finding out more about that because I want to be writing more about Varda soon and telling her story more.